Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everybody and welcome back to Garibaldi Red. Not over Zoom or the power of the internet for once. We are at Hayes HQ, or shall I say Garibaldi Red HQ. Dave has popped round for a cup of, what have you got? Peppermint?
Bit of peppermint, Max, yeah.
Bit of peppermint.
Bit of Guerrilla Broadcasting and a bit of peppermint tea, mate.
A bit of Garibaldi Red tea.
Yeah.
God, if it was Garibaldi Red TA. And we're here to discuss a huge game for Forest tomorrow. It is huge. I mean, we talk about nine cup finals left, but it really is now. And Forest back in action after the international break, and obviously after the points deduction. So lots to play for, Dave.
Mm.
And it's interesting. It still feels like the points deduction news surrounds Forest at the minute.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's dominating it, and it's dominating the headlines.
Yeah.
But, you know, tomorrow, it's really going to be one of those games where, you know, Forest have to leave everything on the field.
Absolutely. It'd be nice. A win tomorrow, Max, and it puts a lot of that points deduction talk, speculation, gossip, hearsay, you name it. It puts it in the background. People then actually start talking about what actually happens on the field of play. And it'd be nice for us to get a win, to feel like then we've moved. I mean, the thing is, Max, we win tomorrow and Luton lose at Tottenham, and we're back to where we were, and it's almost like, oh, we've just, you know, put the universe back in its normal place. But it's a colossal game. It's mahoosive, to be honest with you. And hopefully there'll be a nice confluence of the noise from the stand and some determination and skill on the field, and we can get out of there with a much needed win and keep Palace quite close to us in the table, Max.
Yeah, and it's interesting for Palace, I suppose. They've got Oliver Glasner, who was leading the Forest job before Nuno took over, and obviously Cooper left. So that'll kind of play a little bit of a part of it in a way, and it'll be interesting to see how he does with Palace. But, you know, there is other teams still in it. I think people do forget that the likes of Brentford, Everton,
You
know, will probably most likely get another points deduction.
Mm.
So this will be where, you know, Forest have to look at a game like tomorrow as almost a bit of a, we're kind of playing a relegation rival here. You know, albeit that Palace aren't near the bottom,
no,
but they can still get dragged into it. And that's how tight the Premier League is, isn't it?
It is. It's so compressed at the bottom. I mean, I said about the Luton game, Max, that it, going into it, it was essentially a playoff game. And tomorrow sort of falls into the same category, really. You're right about these other teams. I mean, you know, Luton knew they were always going to be in it. Rob Edwards knew that was going to be the case, and everybody at Luton knew that was going to be the case. I think we had a feeling that we were going to be back in the mire again. Everton probably did. I think the most vulnerable team at the moment in that little cluster at the bottom is Brentford. And I feel it's because Brentford never entertained the idea that they would be in a relegation scrap, and lo and behold, look, there they are.
Mm.
The rest of those teams, I think, down there had an inkling that was going to be their environment for this season. Brentford, it never occurred to them.
Did you think Forest, I know the points deduction part's kind of played, I mean, it's played its part, but Forest never, at the start of this season, we never thought that we'd be probably in a relegation scrap, did we?
The thing is, Max, we had a decent start to the season. We went to Arsenal and we played some really good football. We should have got something at Manchester United. We beat Chelsea. We beat Sheffield United. At the start of the season, our away form, I thought, was really, really good. Our home form was not as good as it had been last season. And I think there was a period of time where we kind of dared to dream that, hey, we're going to be in that middle echelon with, you know, very little to worry about. But it's an unforgiving league that we're in. And I always felt that it was never going to be as easy to progress into that middle part of the table as people thought. I go back to this I Brighton and Hove Albion stuck in my head, Max. Their first four seasons in the Premier League, in each of those four seasons, they clung on to stay in the Premier League. Now Brighton are kind of accepted as one of those established middle ranking teams in the Premier League. And I almost feel that Forest have to kind of go through that sort of torture of two or three seasons to establish themselves in there. I mean, with Brighton, it was weird because they clung on and clung on. They were in a relegation scrap for these like 4 years. I think they were 15th and 16th. Mm. And then overnight, they just started picking up results, and then they became like ninth and then got into Europe and what have you, FA Cup semi-finals and things like that. And so I almost feel like Forest have to kind of grit their teeth, go through this initial phase of just being a Premier League team, not thinking that anything beyond that. Mm-hmm. And then who knows where it can go. But with Brentford, I have a slightly, maybe, sardonic view about Brentford. I think I'm speaking for a lot of Forest fans, I found the idolatry of Ivan Toney at the GTEC Community Stadium back in January. I found it just galling. And my view is that, you know, Ivan Toney was a naughty boy.
Yeah.
And he was welcomed back as a conquering hero. He wasn't a conquering hero, he was a miscreant.
You know, I'll never forget the kind of 5 minute video.
Exactly.
And it stood in the away. And yeah. I remember actually, I think we looked at each other day because you're a few rows
to
me.
Yeah, that's right.
And we were kind of looking at each other thinking, what on earth is this? This like video of almost welcoming back a player that's been out injured for a year or. And outside, I kind of say this point, I know we might be going slightly off topic here, but I'll never forget when David Brooks was for Bournemouth. Did he get the same welcome from the media and from other people as
Brooks,
Toney did?
No. Max Brooks, he had Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is an awful thing. And the lad battled through it. He's now back playing. He's playing really well for Southampton. He's playing for his country. You know, Brooks, he got a relatively, you know, unheralded return back to football. And there was this guy who'd been betting against his own club. You know, so what I'm getting around to say, Max, because I'm digressing Dave as always, is that
it's a name for a podcast.
It is. Yeah, it'd be a podcast that lasts about 4 days, Max. You know what I mean? Like, God, has Dave shut up yet? No. But the thing is, it's just that little. It's karma. Mm. And so Brentford, I think Brentford.
It's an interesting.
Brentford are like almost like putting their hands to their ears and blah, 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 blah. It's not happening to you. Yeah, Brentford, it's happening to you. It's happening to Nottingham Forest, it's happening to Sheffield United, it's happening to Burnley, Luton, Everton, and Brentford, it's happening to you. Now, Brentford play Manchester United tomorrow. Now, Manchester United have just come off an unbelievable victory in maybe one of the greatest games ever played in this country, that FA Cup quarter final against Liverpool. So
incredible game.
Unbelievable game of football. So you'd like to think that United will carry that momentum. So what it's doing, it's adding to the context around our game. What Forest need to do, they need to make all this talk of other clubs and other matches irrelevant by attending to their own business. For far too long, it's a case of, you know, Forest levers force us almost to think about, well, what are Luton doing? What are Brentford doing? What are Palace doing? What are Everton doing? Blades, Burnley, you name it. And it'd be nice for us to kind of think, well, Forest have done their stuff, to hell with the rest. So I'm hoping that happens tomorrow.
The dog wants a bit of fuss. See, this is the problem. This is the problem working with Dave Asprey.
I think little Jess has got a bit of a thing about me.
Animals, children.
Hey, Dave Asprey.
Yes, come on, man. Do you want to go in the podcast? Right, let's pick up Dave back with, you know, because you were talking about almost the Forest mentality in a way and having to use it against other clubs. And, you know, I do feel like we are hard done by, but do you feel like Forest at the moment are maybe playing a little bit of a, hate to use the word, but like maybe like a victim's mentality in a way, and that potentially we need to almost roll the socks up, get on with it, everyone else is in a similar position, everyone else gets decisions against them, come on now, you know, let's really
I'm conflicted, Max, because I believe it, right? What's gone is set in stone in the tablets of history. It can't be changed and you have to move on. But you talk about victimhood, and it's understandable, actually. You know, for me, like, all that matters is what's coming, not what's gone, right? And so all that matters to me is Crystal Palace tomorrow, Fulham Tuesday, and then Tottenham, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning on a Monday morning or whatever they're going to rearrange that game for. But at the same time, I understand totally why everybody connected with Nottingham Forest feels it. I saw the front cover of the Mist Rolling In fanzine,
which I'll give a shout out to, because yeah, in fact the guys there sent us a fanzine to Garibaldi Red, and I haven't started reading it yet, but it's on the list to do, so I really appreciate that.
But the front cover, Max, is, it's got all these things that have happened to Forest. So the Tierney decision against Liverpool, Willie's sending off against Bournemouth, VAR stuff, the tackle by Moda on Nico at Brighton, and it's listed. It's a kind of a list of Forest grievances.
Document.
Yeah, it's a list of Forest grievances, and you look at it and you think, it does seem like it would allow the conspiracy theorists to run riot, you know. But so I can understand why a lot of fans and I guess the players and the coaching staff and everybody at Forest feels like somebody's got it in for them. But at the same time, where that kicks into play for me is, if I was like, to be honest, if I was managing Forest tomorrow and I was Nuno, I'd have the front page of that Mist Rolling fanzine. Look at that, look.
Yeah.
And use it as motivation. And I think I'm just so hoping tomorrow that those of us who are in the ground, like me and you are, Max, and the thousands of others, and we all come together, because it is, you know, you get picked on, or you feel like you get picked on, you perceive that you're being picked on, and you get into a corner, and then you have to come out of that corner, and Forest have to do that tomorrow. And I wanted it against Brighton 3 weeks ago, Max, you know, as a follow-on from the injustices or the perceived injustices of the Liverpool game, and for Forest to take it out in Brighton. They didn't. They cannot be as passive tomorrow against Palace as they were at Brighton. Mm. Right? I thought they played all right at Luton. I mean, you know, I thought the Luton, they should have won at Luton. They were by far the better team, Forest. And they showed that there is capability there to win some of these remaining nine games and get out of this quagmire that they're in. But yeah, I am. Let's move on, because you can't change it. But at the same time, I understand fully why people think somebody's got it in for us, because, you know, Mist Rolling In, I've sort of actually documented it. You know,
in fact, a good friend who I actually live with, and he's a Leeds fan, said to me, "You do start to question, though, like, has someone actually got it in for us?"
Yeah,
he said that the other week.
Yeah. After the Portier. I mean, the thing is, though, Max, Gary O'Neill at Wolves could say that. If you go back to the very first game that Wolves played this season at Old Trafford, they utterly dominated.
They had a protest against VAR, didn't they?
They did. And I remember Onana flattened one of the Wolves lads. Should have been a penalty. Yeah. And it wasn't given. And so, like, I think, you know, it's Forest at the moment. It might be next week. It might, Brentford might start thinking like that. And it's all perceptions. It's a bit of a nebulous thing. But what isn't nebulous is, have to beat Crystal Palace tomorrow, mate.
Yeah, and there's huge games coming up. And Forest do have, if you look at all the other relegation contenders, Forest do have a very decent running.
It's a more, what's the word? It's a more amenable running. I mates of mine who do the Back of the Net AFC Bournemouth podcast, the lads... maybe they should get out a bit more, but they predicted, Max, every single football match left in the Premier League up to the end of the season, and they had Forest staying up, only by a point, but they had Forest staying up. So, and I think it was Luton that they had going down with Burnley and Sheffield United, and that was based on the idea that Luton's run in is far tougher than Forest's. I mean, Luton are at Tottenham tomorrow. I think they have to go to, I have a feeling they play Arsenal on Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah.
Luton and Luton have to play City at City. Mind you, we play City at home. I mean, to be honest with you, Max, of the nine games left, the two I've kind of said I don't think we'll win are Tottenham away and City at home. I think they are beyond us. But I really firmly believe that we can get something from all
the other ones. Yeah.
I personally think that there are 21 points on offer to us out of the 27. If we were to get something at Tottenham, I mean, that would be astonishing. We were to get something against City. But you know, Max, we played City last year and we got an amazing 1-1 draw, and our lads were, yeah, they were, you know, out-possessed on the day. And all
we only lost 2-0 this season away from home.
Yeah, we did.
You know, they had 10 men. There were spells that Forest really... I can remember staying away in actually that game, and I thought, you know, things are coming together now in terms of
away
form under Cooper, and then
fast
forward and it all kind of went wrong.
Just when you think you've got life pegged, it goes off down a different, you know, rabbit hole, mate. So.
Yeah. So tomorrow's game then, Dave, really, because Palace are a good side. They've got some good players.
They're a good side, but there's no Elise.
True. Which I was just about to mention. That must be a positive for Forest tomorrow, going in knowing that their star man's out.
I think Michael Elise is a lovely footballer. I'd love him at Forest. I watched him in the game at the end of last season, which was, obviously for all of us, was the greatest away day of our lives, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was.
At that the party at the Palace was just fantastic, wasn't it? But I remember watching Elise that day, and he's a beautiful footballer. And it's a, you know, whether Palace like it or not, it is a deficiency for him not to be there. That said, Eberechi Eze is still playing, he's a fine player. Jefferson Lerma, Joachim Andersen, they've got a good side. You know, it's going to be difficult.
Mm.
No game in the Premier League is easy. I mean, it's a cliche and it gets trotted out, but it's true, Max. You know what I mean? So, Michael Olise not being there is a help for Forest. But to me, with Glasner, I mean, he came in, I think he won his first game against Burnley, and then I think they were leading at Tottenham and got pegged back.
Forrest did have old talks with Oliver Glasner, and it never kind of came to anything. Don't think Forrest kind of felt that they were on the same
page. Yeah, his work at Frankfurt stands the test of time. I mean, what he did with, I think didn't they beat Rangers in the final to win the Conference League or something like that? You know, so he's obviously a fine coach. But then I think we've got a fine coach as well.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, which was my last point. There was some speculation this week about Nuno and managers being approached, which the club came out and kind of said weren't true. In the summer, Dave, even if Forest go down, we kind of touched on this a few weeks ago on the podcast.
Yeah.
Forest stay up, do you think with time, with not too much money, because we won't probably have too much money to spend again.
This is it. You know,
restricted recruitment. But with more time to kind of bond with the fans, you think Nuno would be the right manager to take us?
I think if he keeps us up, Max, he's every right to expect to stay in the job.
Yeah,
he keeps us up. If we're safe, he's in the job, because if you like, at the time that he was brought in to keep us up, so to me he gets a free pass to the start of next season if he stays up. If we go down, I think there will be a change of direction, because I think that the Forest hierarchy will feel that somebody has to carry the can. I mean, all of us carry the can. We're all Nottingham Forest. Really, all of us shoulder the blame. The thousands of us who follow the club, the people who run it from the top, the coaching staff, the players, it's all one great blob of an entity, Nottingham Forest. And, you know, we're all as culpable as the next man. But I think if we were to go down, Nuno would be... I said to you, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, Max, if we go down, I don't believe Nuno will be here next season. If we stay up, absolutely he is. And then, like you say, how much money do Forest have to spend? How much money are Forest brave enough to spend? Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So, he's a good coach, Nuno. He's a spiky tinker at times. I think I wouldn't like to get on the wrong side of him, but I think he's a very focused man. Again, as you say, that if he keeps us up, then I think that will secure his bond from the dugout to us in the stand. I don't think it's there yet. There was he did get some stick at Luton. What I saw, wasn't very happy with it. You know, I mean, the Luton thing, it just all changed on one second. You know, if Forrest had won 1-0 at Luton, everybody had been saying, brilliant, isn't Nuno brilliant? It was one set piece. And unfortunately, where Forrest can't escape scrutiny is set pieces. It's awful. It's truly dreadful. And it's become a thing now. They can't put it to bed. Everybody, Palace will know tomorrow if they put a ball in the box for the likes of Jefferson Lerma or Mateta or Joachim Anderson or Wardy or whoever, they're going to think Forest can't defend it. This is why I feel Willy Bolly is so important for us. Yeah. I think, you know, I thought Willy at Luton was excellent. I think he might have gone off towards the end because I don't think he was at the point where he could like last 90 minutes, but to the point he went off, I thought Willie was really commanding at the back, you know. So
the dog really wants to get in the podcast.
She does, doesn't she?
I think she might need a walk, to be fair. Yeah. Which is what. Do you know what, Dave? I was just thinking, the last time we did one of these in person, in this exact spot, it was before Forrest went to Wembley.
It was, mate. Final, yeah, yeah. And we won, yeah.
So maybe, that's a charm to
maybe us two sitting here, mate.
Drinking.
With a cup of Rosie Lee.
Yeah.
And our little Jess down here,
and the little
with
dog
her tail wagging.
Really, really needy during this podcast.
She's all right.
Bless her.
Right, I think that does us nicely. So I thanks for so. Coming. Thanks for coming over, Dave.
My
appreciate opinion. It as always.
Yeah.
One last thing before we do go, I'll give a shout out. New location for Fan Park. Where I'll be, you can have your word in a minute.
Sorry, where, mate. I'm as needy as the dog.
New location for Fan Park tomorrow. It was at Binkshard, but they've stepped things up a level. They've moved to the Brew House Bar and Kitchen, which is on Trent Bridge. I'll be there tomorrow doing some presenting, so if you do fancy coming along, then do that. We've also got a special discount code for tables, which is live from the Forest Fulham game on Tuesday. You can just use the code GARIBALDIRED and you get tables with 50% off, £2.50 per table, plus £5 credit to spend at the bar. Not bad. All right, that, isn't it, Dave? Although we're
proper
know.
Sales pitch there, mate.
Proper sales pitch. Yeah. Maybe I can get a job as a salesman.
Anything? Absolutely, definitely you can, mate.
Anything else to close?
Yeah, a couple of things.
Of course.
For people of my vintage,
yeah,
we have to remember Big Larry. What a great player he was for our club. And a hell of a character from what I can gather. When he was signed, a lot of the lads that were already there and then went on to make, you know, be part of our great team, our miracle men, got this feeling that, blimey, this guy's a big-time player. We might end up being a big-time club. And that's exactly what happened. So Larry's contribution, we can't forget Big Larry. Great player. As tough as they come. The Burns-Lloyd thing at the back. You know, our great team was built on solid defence, keeping clean sheets. The great man always said if they got past Lloydie and Burnsy, they had to get past Shilton. And so, you know, Larry is a huge part of our history. And, you know, sending all our love and condolences to his family and friends. But he'll never be forgotten. He's a great player, Larry. And the other thing is, I just want to send out a big shout out to our thespian friend, Mr. Pat Lally. So if you're watching, Pat, love to you and the girls, mate.
Yes, that's very nice. Some nice messages there, Dave.
All right, mate.
I think that does us nicely. Yeah, and a lovely touching tribute to Larry as well.
Yeah, he was a great player, mate.
Yeah, we send our condolences to his family and fingers crossed for a Forest win to remember him tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a big game. It will be one that we're going to be talking about. Our main episode will be back next week as well. You can always keep up to date with us on Twitter, Garibaldi Red, and across Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review and like, share and subscribe on YouTube. That's enough of the sales pitch. We're off to Forest Palace. Come on, you Reds.
You Reds.
See you next time.